You made it to Friday. Thank you so much for downloading the Be Our Guest podcast. We've got some great Disney talk on the way, but first, a word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. Let me just remind you that the Magic for Less is an earmarked platinum agency, which means Disney has recognized them for their awesome guest experience and the amount of trips they book each and every year, which shows that their guests come back time and time again and trust them with their Disney vacations. Also, don't forget, when you book a trip with the Magic for Less Travel, if and when a great special comes out, those agents are on the phone at minute one, securing those discounts for their guests as long as they're available in their certain room type or resort or their dates. They're on there. They're working hard advocating for their guests. So when you book with the Magic for Less, you can sit back and relax knowing that if any future discounts do become available, those agents are working hard to secure those each and every time for their guests. When you book that next trip, drop by the Magic for Less.com, fill out that free, no obligation quote. And of course, let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast, and an agent will get back to you right away, and you're going to be having a great time planning your next Disney adventure. Check them out today. They're over at themagicforless.com. Today's show is also proudly sponsored by longtime listener Drew Baker of Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Drew is a financial advisor who has realized that he gets the most enjoyment out of working with like-minded clients and has built his business working with many people who share his same passion for Walt Disney World. Drew does retirement planning and investment management and conducts many meetings over the phone or Skype for those who aren't local to his Fort Wayne or Indianapolis, Indiana offices. Drew and his staff aim to bring the Disney difference in service into his business and how he treats his clients. Looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture? Then support the folks who support us and call Drew Baker at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at ameriprise advisors.com/drew.baker. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1161 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday to you. Let's kick off the weekend a little early with some fun Disney talk. Today's one of those shows where you can chip in over on our Facebook group, Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And we're just going to kind of, let go of the week and just have a good time thinking about our favorite place and some of those things that we just love to do on our precious, hours and days of our vacations. I can't wait to get back. We're down in the low 70s and it's been way too, it's sad that it's, I was there in January, but I'm just, now that it's getting warm and school's wrapping up, I'm getting so pumped to get back this summer. So we're going to kind of do one of those trips that maybe it'll help you get excited for your next Walt Disney World vacation as well. Joining me today from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and the Mouse for Less. She got her specials at JCPenney and she's back. What's up, Ricky? How was the big store?
I just want to put this out there that we are, as you all know, we are cruising. So I need to put this out there because I think Jeanette will kill me if I don't. So we are cruising and this summer and we have a fish extender group.
Stress. I was just waiting for those two words together. I'm stressed.
Sorry, fish extender. we have, so if you're not a part of the Be Our Guest podcast cruise 4.0 Facebook group, make sure you go, you find us and I'll approve you and you'll join in. So for those who don't know what fish extenders are, because we always have to describe that first, fish extenders are, it's kind of like it's not Secret Santa, but you go around and you either craft or you buy things from your hometown, and you deliver it to everybody's fish extender mailbox. And it's basically like pouches that you put, you know, these kind of presents in. And so what we are doing is every year we do the cruise. We have a fish extender exchange where everybody that's, you know, wants to participate. If you're going on the cruise, you don't have to participate. But, you know, it's always kind of a fun little thing that we do.
We'll make fun of you at the live show if you don't. So everybody needs to share the pain.
You can craft it, or you can buy things from your hometown or whatever, and you go around and you put these little gifts in everybody's little mailbox. So if you are wanting to sign up for the fish extender, you have to be a part of the group, and you have to go. We have a pinned post in the group, and there's a Google document there. You have to put your information in there. The deadline is coming up very quickly, so we just want to make sure that everybody that's going on the cruise that wants to participate in the fish extender gets the opportunity to participate. We don't want to leave anybody out. Last call for anybody who wants to participate in the fish extender.
Joanne just called me out that I'm not signed up. I am doing it. I will get on the Google Doc. I always forget. I'm the worst.
It's like, Your wife called you out on it.
She did. She's going to be in charge of the fish extenders. I paid the bill. She can be in charge of that, because I hate those kind of things. They're fun. They're so fun to get, but man, I'm bad at them. I have a couple ideas.
That's such a good idea, and it's not going to like torture me. It's so fantastic. I'm so excited.
Mine's actually awesome, but I don't know if it's legal. That's the only thing. Oh. I'm still working on the legality of being able to bring it onto the ship, so I don't know.
It's not lizards, is it?
No, that'd be awesome too, though. You need a kind of reptile. Anyway. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. And Pam is famous for outsourcing the old fish extender gifts, I think, to at least relatives, right? Is that what you do?
I'm involved in the outsourcing. I do outsource, but it's to my family, and I'm involved and the managing supervisor of the product. So, I mean, you know how that goes. Steve and Hannah are not... Well, I can't say willing participants, but reluctant participants in it. But if I'm not there explaining every step of the way, it will never, ever be done.
Yes.
That's the best way to get out of things like that, especially like I've done that for like the last 10 years in education. Just act like you don't know how to do it. You know, I'll just go to like they want me to put up a bulletin board. I'm like, do you want like red and green on this bulletin board? Or do you want like polka dots? How does a stapler work?
Right. Yes. Right. Like, my family they're experts at learned helplessness, and I told them long, long ago that doesn't fly, and I will go over there if necessary and do hand over hand craft completion. So they're not getting out of it. If I have to do it, they have to as well.
Yeah,
so,
that's fair. Fair enough. You got to earn your way on the ship. That's what I say. That's what I tell my family.
Absolutely. That's right. And if they won't do it, then I can go by myself. I mean, I can have that stateroom to myself.
That's right. I could go on 4 cruises for what I'm taking my family. You know, come on now. Anyway, so let's get to today's podcast. And we've done this one a couple times before. It's been quite a while since we have talked about this topic. And we're just doing right now at Walt Disney World. So if you think about it right now, if you're listening early in the morning, late at night, maybe you're listening on your lunch, maybe you're on a run on a weekend, right now, there are people all over the place at Walt Disney World doing all the things that we love to do. So we're going to kind of reflect on some of those things that are happening right now at Walt Disney World. And I'm going to lead us off because this is the Star Wars Half Marathon Race Weekend down at Walt Disney World. And go Lizards, have a great time. Lots of high fives and cheering and everything, and lots of bling bringing home. So make sure you're posting all that on social media with hashtag RunBOGP so we can give you some love. I can't wait. I wish I could be there, but... just didn't work out with all the events happening in my life this year, but I'll be there next year, I hope. But, you know, one of the things I want to start off with is, and again, this is also, we did this last time, Ricky, didn't we make a hashtag on Twitter that everybody could share a hashtag right now? I think we made it. Yeah. Hashtag right now at WDW, and just share real quick in a tweet, something you're thinking about. That way we can kind of search the hashtag on Twitter. So hashtag right now at WDW, but right now, Walt Disney World, there's a runner out there that is, you know, up, and it's before sunrise. You know, it's very early. They're in the corral. They're not even to the corrals yet. They're in the gathering area with Rudy and Carissa and all the announcers, whoever's announcing this race. And, you know, they're watching the pre-race entertainment, but they got a lot of butterflies in their stomach, and they're worried about the fact that maybe they didn't get in as many training runs as they would like. You know, maybe they, you know, had an injury, or maybe they had some kind of an illness that might have set them back, and they're doubting themselves as to, you know, if they can make the distance, whether it's a 5K, a 10K, or half marathon this weekend. And let me just say, you know, that's happening right now at Walt Disney World. People are getting nervous about their runs. But I just want to encourage everybody out there to enjoy the journey. You know, lizards don't leave lizards behind. I've been the one that's about fallen over many times, and I've been picked up by our runners. So just get out there and enjoy it. Even if you're right now at Walt Disney World, nervous about the fact that you just want to complete it and you don't think you can, I think you can. And there's a lot of people right behind you that say you are going to. So right now, if that's you,
absolutely. And let me tell you, as someone who did this race last year and is officially a half marathoner, you can. I was so, if it wasn't for all my girls, I would never have finished in my head. So just know you can do this. If I can run a half marathon, you can run a half marathon. You can do it. I promise.
That's it. I was within a whisker of death last year when I was running this. I didn't know it quite yet, but this was the race that opened up my eyes to the fact that something's wrong. So yeah. And I made it to the end somehow. I don't really remember much of it, but I got there. I have a medal on the wall. I mean, unless somebody gave it to me.
I have a medal too.
So I don't know. But I want that Millennium Falcon so bad. So whoever's getting that one, enjoy it, because the Kessel Run's pretty sweet. All right, Pam. So what's going on right now at Walt Disney World in your head?
So right now, someone is seeing Rivers of Light for the very first time. And I'm actually so excited for them, because I think Disney does a nighttime show better than anyone else in the world, right? I mean, where else can you go and see the spectacular nighttime shows? And the fact that there's a new one to see, and this summer there's actually two new ones to see. So anyways, it's big pluses, but I'm speaking right now about Rivers of Light because it's the one that's opening right, you know, is open right now. And it's just going to be a spectacular way to end the whole Disney day. I think that there are so many things to see and do on your Walt Disney World vacation. And I think that Disney makes it possible now to end the evening with something so incredibly memorable in all of the theme parks is really a great experience. It just is the perfect way to end a theme park day.
Yeah, they're really refocusing on that fact, you know, kind of the you know, they call it the kiss goodnight, you know, in general. And of course, we've talked about the kiss goodnight at the castle at the Magic Kingdom. But basically, just that parting shot to kind of complete your Disney day. I think Disney's really refocused on that. You think about it. We got a new fireworks show at the Magic Kingdom. We're going to have Rivers of Light now. We're going to have the Star Wars fireworks, which are new. So I think they really have kind of reemphasized that, you know, the last part of the day is an important part of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. It just is. I think that so much you're running to do things throughout the day. And I think that the nighttime shows really give you a moment to kind of reflect and relax and enjoy one more thing. So even if it's your last night, you still have one more thing to look forward to. And I love that.
I do too. All right, Ricky, what's happening right now at Walt Disney World?
Right now at Walt Disney World, someone is doing one of my very favorite things, and that is walking around World Showcase and taking in the beauty and the wonder that is the Epcot Flower and Garden Festival. So they're seeing all the fantastically created topiaries. You know, Beauty and the Beast this year, which is so cute. You've got, you know, just... You got the pandas, which is celebrating the Born in China movie that's coming out here. You've got just the new location for the Frozen topiaries, which is in a great spot this year. It's just one of my favorite things. And of course, you've got Figment, who's not in World Showcase, but he is there in topiary form this year, finally. But then you've got all the great food. Oh, I could go for some of that food right now. That strawberry tiramisu. Disney, please, if you're listening, please share the recipe with me. Please, please, please. You've got that chocolate cake with the whiskey caramel sauce. You've got, what were some of the other great things? Oh, you've got the pork from Urban Farm Eats. You've got so many great things. You've got the scallops.
You're killing everybody who's on a run right now, just for the fact. I'm just telling you.
I'm sorry. And, you know, you've got everybody running this morning. I'm just wishing, like, Ricky, shut up. Stop talking about all
exactly,
this.
Exactly. You're
So, yeah, it's so good. So if you're in Walt Disney World running this weekend, after you're done running, go grab some of the deliciousness that's around World Showcase. I've just shared four different things that's awesome that you need to eat. And the frushi, oh my gosh. So anyway, yes, that's my favorite. Oh, it's I love food and wine. Food and wine is so fantastic. But seriously, Flower and Garden is so much rapidly becoming just a favorite. Like, it's not overtaking, but it's, like, right up there neck and neck, I will say. It's so awesome. I love Flower and Garden.
That's awesome. All right, here's mine. And you're right. I mean, they're kind of converging into being the same thing.
Well, they are converging into being the same thing.
Throw a few flowers in the fall and you got something. All right, so here's mine, right? Because, again, this is kind of that mind's eye thing of what you're picturing. So right now at Walt Disney World, there's a minivan coming down World Drive with family, you know, a few kids in the back. They have Iowa license plates. They've been traveling for hours, you know, for a couple, not a couple days, but probably 20-hour drive from up, you know, somewhere near Des Moines. The kids, you know, are like 9 and under. They're excited. They have little trinkets in the car. They've been coloring. You know, they've been watching all the Disney Channel shows. They've been, you know, watching the YouTube videos for the last 6 months. They are so amped up for this first trip, the entire family's first trip to Walt Disney World. They're cruising down World Drive, all excited because they're here. You know, they're finally here. On the right side, they catch the monorail heading from the TTC over to Epcot, and they get excited because they've never seen a monorail. You know, they've seen it in the videos, but now here it is. They're where the monorail is. And then they approach the Magic Kingdom toll booths in the plaza. They come through, they park their car. They get to see their first ferry boat. So now instead of riding the monorail, they decide they want to take a boat. Like, it's kind of like, you know, they live near the Mississippi back home. Kind of like something you might see back in the day on the Mississippi River. They get that. And then they get that postcard view. That first time, you can't really imagine how cool it is. They can start to hear the sounds of the train whistle coming around, coming into the Main Street station. They hear the hustle and bustle of the main area. And it's more beautiful now as you pull up to the Magic Kingdom, because security has been pushed back. So now instead of a massive humanity, you have a beautiful, beautiful entrance to your theme park day at the Magic Kingdom. So right now, there's a family having that for the very first time, and they're just beside themselves because they've made it. You know, they've waited years for this to happen. The dad's proud because maybe he saved up, maybe worked a couple jobs, you know, stuff like that, done odd jobs here and there to get the money to afford it. You know, mom's been planning everything out. You know, maybe the roles are reversed. The kids have been talking about it amongst themselves forever. And it's happening right now at Walt Disney World. When I hear about that, when I see that happen on my trip, because you know it's all around you. We just don't realize it. We get so focused on our trips and what we have to do with our fast passes and our ADRs and, you know, what we want to get done, friends we want to meet. You know, I bet you within a stone's throw of us every day at our Disney vacation, this is happening. You know, there's a family there for the first time, and this is something that has been a goal of the family for years and years, and it's unfolding. You just don't realize it because you're worried about your plans, and they're worried about theirs. But, you know, when I think about that, that makes me happy that people get that opportunity. So that's what's happening right now at Walt Disney World for me.
I love that. I think that's one of the most rewarding things of being part of the travel agency is when we get to hear about stories about from all of our guests. And I mean, we all love the ones that are their first time there or it's been a while since they've been back. But we love the ones from past guests who get to experience something new or something they were looking forward to or something that they just love again and again. It's just making that personal connection and hearing those stories and being able to really share our joy of the Disney products that is just so rewarding. So love that.
Yeah. So many times I just want to, you know, it's not my business. You know, you see these things happening and it's, you know, it's that family's business. It's their experience. It's their day, you know, but you just want to jump in there and be like, man, that is so cool. Like, I wish I could just be a part of that.
Yeah.
Because you know? Like, it's you know, so you stand back and you watch it from a distance and it makes you feel good. So, all right, Pam, give us another thing that's happening right now at Walt Disney World.
So I'm going back to food for a while because I'm, you know, hungry right now for dinner, which isn't happening for a little bit. So this has been on my mind. But right now, someone is having a really good meal at Art Smith's Homecoming, which if you haven't been, you need to go. First of all, you just need to go for so many reasons. But the food there is just good. There's so many great things to choose from. Of course, they're known for their Southern cooking, so that's going to be something that figures prominently. We're talking things like fried chicken and really good macaroni and cheese. And actually, I love greens. I am not, my family's not Southern, but in terms of being able to cook Southern food, I think my mom would be the first to admit she was not the best cook, period. But I mean, you know, things like that. So, but when I was introduced to greens at some point in my life, I was like, oh, well, okay. Really like these. And they're at Homecoming. There's actually just some great greens there. There's just so many. It just really seems like a good Sunday church dinner almost, right? They're known for their deviled eggs. Oh, they're known for things like fried greens. I know, right? Deviled eggs.
I had so many of those on Sunday. I mean, I am almost deviled myself right now.
They're known for fried green tomatoes. They're known for a board that has things like hello pimento cheese.
Oh, I love that too. And the little craft, that little glass jar you would get the craft stuff around Christmas. Oh, I love that stuff.
Absolutely. But on that board also, it's an appetizer board, and it also has smoked sausage and shaved ham and bread and butter pickles. I mean, hello. Oh, these are just awesome things. But they have great fried chicken. They have things like a pork barbecue sandwich. They also have some salads. They have a great bar with some fantastic drinks that feature a lot of moonshine. So again, fun there. They have shrimp and grits. Mike, I think this has you written all over it. Fried chicken and donuts.
Oh, hello. You know what? This sounds like, except for the moonshine, until you said moonshine, it sounds like going to my grandma's after church on Sunday, but grandma didn't serve up the moonshine. We're Baptist.
she didn't have a...
No, I don't think so. You know, but you know, the lady from Andy Griffith, what was her name? Aunt B. I think she got drunk one time on moonshine accidentally, so you never know.
Moonshine can be incredibly powerful without, if it's in a drink, sometimes you can't taste it. So anyways, but yeah, just, I mean, it's just fun. And for folks that like sweet tea, they do have some sweet tea there. So you don't have to worry about that. But yeah, I am, you know, and oh, something else I have to mention, desserts. Yeah, they have them. So I'm just saying, know they're going to be good, right?
I mean, I'd never make it. I'd never have room for dessert in a place like that. There's not a chance.
We haven't yet. We've eaten there a couple times and we haven't had the opportunity to have dessert, but there's just some good stuff there. And I think it's just really, I'm using Homecoming as an example of some of the fantastic new dining experiences there at Disney Springs. But again, if you haven't had the opportunity to be there and really experience the new Disney Springs yet, you're really missing a great opportunity for just a lot of fun, a lot of good food, and some great shopping too. So I'm jealous if you're right there now and this is what you're having for dinner, regardless of what you ordered. I don't think there's anything on that menu that I wouldn't like.
Yeah, somebody right now is standing there getting ready to place an order and tear into that stuff. Oh,
right? I'm saying they're having shrimp and grits or they're having fried catfish. Hello.
Another
Southern staple. Yeah. I know, right? And by the way, they have hush puppy. It's served with hush puppies and grits. So, I mean, just all. Okay, now we have to go. Come on, let's go.
Yes, let's go. Southwest, what are the flights for tonight?
Drop what you're doing. Sorry, the podcast is over.
Hey, you guys can come. Hey, you can come here to Atlanta. We have Southern Art, which is Brian and I just went to a couple weekends ago, and it is by Art Smith as well, and it is so awesome, too. So,
what's the red eye? Let's see, we could probably get on the last flight. I could be at Lambert here next.
It's in Atlanta. Yep.
Yep. Come on down. I got room.
Sounds good. All right, man. I'm so hungry right now. And I already had Taco Bell an hour ago, but I'm hungry again. So, Ricky, what do we have? What's happening right now at Walt Disney World? Outside of food, you're killing our runners, guys. You're killing them.
Well, that's why they're running.
That's true.
They're running so they can eat this delicious fried chicken. Because exactly. Let me tell you, It is so good. Oh my gosh. And I didn't even have it at homecoming. I had it at the other place. So I'm definitely headed to homecoming. You can bet. All right. So someone right now, a whole family, a very excited, you know, son and daughter and mom and dad is walking right now into Disney's Hollywood Studios, and they are walking down, you know, the main drag there towards the Great Movie Ride, but they're going to take a right and they're going to head towards the Star Wars launch bay. And right now they are walking through the doors of the Star Wars launch bay and they're seeing the scroll in the carpet, which is just one of my favorite things ever, by the way. I think that's awesome that they did that. And they're seeing all the props and everything like that from Rogue One and everything. But the thing that they're doing is they are getting in line to meet BB-8 right now. Like, seriously, I have to say I'm so excited that I to get to do this here in a couple weeks probably. But so right now, guests can go and they can actually meet BB-8, and he talks and he moves and you can give him a hug, and he's so adorable. And he, you know, like I said, he kind of talks to you, but I think he's got a translator because, you know, obviously you need translation because, you know, he's, you know, so he doesn't talk in English, but, you know, so you've got the person who can translate for you, and, you know, it's, you get this cool interaction with BB-8. You actually get to officially meet BB-8, and I think that's the coolest thing ever.
Does this BB-8 have a does BB-8, the one and only, have, does he have his lighter that he can flick like he did in Force Awakens?
No, I don't think that there's any lighters, you know, because, you know, it is Disney property, so I'm pretty sure he tries to stay away from, you know, anything flammable.
How about that news real quick that Disney had to not have campfires there because of the red flag warning because it was so dry in Florida and the humidity was so low.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is so. But I've seen on social media a lot of fires have broken out lately around the Orlando area. So it completely makes sense. And it's probably for the best. Let's just be honest.
Especially when you have a hotel like Wilderness Lodge. I mean, that thing looks like it's, you know, made of Lincoln Logs.
It's just going to go.
I know it's not, but I'm just saying, you know, like, I don't know if you need to build a fire next, I think. You know, it's like 30 stories of Lincoln Logs, but anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, yes, so absolutely. So here's mine. I just had it, and I think I just forgot it. Okay, Pam, give us yours, because I totally just forgot mine when I got talking about the fires.
Okay,
We talked about Lincoln Logs.
It was a good one. No, I got it. Sorry, I'll forget it again if I don't go now. So here's mine. Again, it's kind of getting back to the family from Iowa. I don't know anybody from Iowa. I have friends, I guess, that are up in Iowa. We have listeners up there. But here's the thing. This is the first time this family has stayed on Disney property. So they're pulling up to all-star music. You know, first time on property, they're excited. You know, the values are a great destination for families because they are very Disney themed and there's just a lot going on. So they've driven all day. You know, they're arriving around 7 o'clock this evening. They get there, they pull in, you know, the guard at the guard check there welcomes them, you know, to the resort and tells them where to go to check in and so forth. And they get out of the car, they check in, and they're at first, you know, at the check-in desk, they're blown away by the huge letters that say All-Star Music. And, you know, the music's playing, all different genres. They're seeing all the awards and pictures on the walls. And then they walk out through the food court area into the main center of the resort where they have the swimming pools. And you hear the music playing. You see kids and families running here and there and everywhere. You got all the lights on. And then they walk back towards their room, you know, maybe they're staying in Country Inn with the big cowboy boot. But as they're walking around, their jaws are kind of dropping as they look up at the buildings, 3 stories tall, all decorated with movie memorabilia. And, you know, different sections, you have the Jazz Inn, which is romantic. It's kind of nice. It's got the purplish lights. It's got the, you know, the neon lights and so forth that say Jazz Inn, the big snare drum. Or the big bass drum there. You know, it's just, they got the Calypso area there with the big maracas and so forth. But it's, you know, when we think of the resorts, a lot of times we think of the deluxes, the villas, the moderates. But the values are big and fun. They have great theming and they blow you away, especially that first time there. But even on subsequent return visits, there's something to be said for the energy of a value resort and the pastel colors, the sounds, the just the feel of being on Disney property. You know, it's an experience in itself. So right now, somebody's strolling around All-Star Music and just thinking, this is awesome, because it is. All right, so Pam, I had to get that in before I forgot. Okay, go ahead now.
No, but it was a great one because I think that we get that question so often, like, why should I stay on site? And I always say to folks, you know, you can stay at a non-Disney property all over the world, but you can only stay at a Disney resort at a Disney destination. And I think that there's just so many great on-site benefits, like extra magic hour, and you get the magic bands for free and free parking. You can get the dining plan, et cetera, et cetera. But for me, the thing that makes a stay at a Disney resort so special is that atmosphere. It's all those things that you cannot put your finger on, which is what you were talking about, Mike. So I think it was a great one.
And two, it's so different. I mean, like when I picture Riverside, it's got a pulse too at night, you know, especially at like the resorts at night. We've said that for years and years, but like walking around Riverside, it's a whole different feel. You know, it's still super thematic. Don't get me wrong. You hear the clip clop of the horse pulling the carriage. It's not as busy, but it's just, it's got an awesome feel that's equally cool, but it's a different feel from an All-Star Music. There's a lot of energy, a lot of people running around, you know, and just, it seems like it's more of a party happening over the values, to where the moderates are a little bit more calm, but still very, very awesome at night. So, and I think that's just great. You know, besides the price point differences, you know, it's your goal and what you want out of that trip, and especially maybe who you're traveling with too, could matter. So,
yeah, anyway, go ahead. For sure. So, I think all of mine have kind of focused on right now at Walt Disney World, someone's experiencing this for the very first time. And for my last one, what I'm going to say is someone is experiencing Seven Dwarfs Mine Train ride for the first time. And I'm actually kind of jealous because I remember that anticipation of when I had the opportunity to experience that for the first time. And I was first blown away by the queue. First of all, just the theming in the queue from start to finish, I think. They just did a spectacular job. But also the little interactive games that are there in the queue that you can participate in while you're waiting for, you know, your attraction, to be able to experience this attraction. And I love that Disney has done that. It really gives kids and adults something cool to do while they're waiting in line. And I will say, especially in this queue, you see a lot of folks that don't want to give up playing the game to move down, you know, to move up in line. There's just a lot of, the games are that fun. You know, there's really so much to do. So I think they just did a great job with that. The anticipation of getting to experience the attraction, I think, is just, it's awesome. I mean, you can kind of see the train pulling into the station and hear all of the sounds that are associated with loading and unloading, and you hear the people as they're stepping off the car. I think that that's one of the coolest things to do. When you load and unload in the same space and you get to hear the excitement in people's voices as they step off of their ride on the attraction, I love being able to see that too. And I also think that Seven Dwarfs is just the perfect attraction for so many people. It doesn't have a super high height requirement, so that's a big plus. But in addition, it really is a family-friendly coaster. This is something that Disney said for months and months leading up to the opening of this attraction. And I think they really managed to do it with this attraction. It doesn't have a huge, big hill that's scary to kids. It doesn't go that fast. Not just kids. Anyone who's afraid of any kind of thrill ride, right? You each have your own individual lap bar. So I think that that makes people feel a little more secure sometimes. It just is a really fun attraction, and the fact that you get to experience some thrills and then go through the interior part of the attraction where you get to see a lot of the Seven Dwarfs and sort of interact with those fantastic audio animatronics, I think that's great too. I love that it has a photo pass element, that you get that fantastic video. And I love at the end when you're walking out past Snow White's house, her little cottage there. I just think they did a great job with this attraction, and I'm jealous that people get to experience it for the first time, because I know what they're just going to have a fantastic time.
Yeah, first time I rode it, I had a GoPro camera right in my grill. I didn't know. What's up with this? That was weird. That was so weird. No, it was fun though. Right. I mean, it hits the sweet spot that you know, most people can really get it fun. You know, it's just the right amount of thrill, just the right amount of dark ride, just the right amount of Disney to me. You know,
it is. It really is.
So. All right, Ricky, give us your last. What's happening right now? And don't make it food. Our runners are, you know, they're at mile 7 now. I don't know.
They're dying. They're dying of hunger right now. So right now at Walt Disney World, someone is waiting in line up in the they're on Main Street, and they are waiting in line for the railroad. And it's just, it's so fantastic because it's such a, it's not the first thing that you think about. You know, the first thing you're thinking about is usually just walking down Main Street and everything like that. But there's something so fantastic about taking the train and taking it all the way to Frontierland, or, you know, taking the whole, you know, or Fantasyland, you know, the new Storybook Circus area, or taking the whole loop around. There's just something so fabulous about it. And it's got that old-timey feel because you're actually on a train and you hear the toot-toot of the whistle and, you know, the clack-clack of the wheels. And you've got, you know, the some of the set pieces that they have out there. You've also got, you know, the smells as you pass by different areas, you know, whether it's food or, you know, something else. Or you've got, you can see the backstage areas of certain things. Or one of my favorite things is when you can, you know, peer into Splash Mountain, which is always so fantastic that they've given us that little sneak peek. You know, and then you, as you, you know, make your way back around from Fantasyland and the awesome brand new station that they built for Storybook Circus, it's just a, it's a full of great little details. That whole train station is actually, all the train stations are full of great details. So make sure that you check them out while you're waiting in line. And you know, then you make your way back to the front of Main Street again. And it's just, it's such a happy, happy time. I mean, nobody can be mad while they're on a train, right? So
that's true.
It's just, it's so happy. It's what Walt loved, you know, it's how we got the theme parks in general. And it was the start of all of it. So that's why the train is just so important and why it shouldn't be missed.
Yeah, I'm so excited to ride the train. I love the train. I miss it a lot of times, and then, you know, don't think about it, but it's fun. I never regret riding the train.
No, you never regret riding the train. Absolutely.
All right, I'm going to throw in a bonus one just because I thought of this one, and this is something that I bet a lot of our listeners have experienced. Okay, so right now at Walt Disney World, let's say it's 9 o'clock at night, you know, and it's summertime. You know, summer's here. It's upon us. And the park's going to be open tonight until 1 a.m. And you decide to go with a group of friends. You arrive at the Magic Kingdom at 9 o'clock as a lot of people are leaving, with that anticipation of it's cooler, it's dark, we have 4 hours, let's go balls to the wall and see as many rides as we can see tonight. I don't know if I should have said that, but I just did. So, you know, it's always that's a sports thing.
You'll have to beep yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I will.
Hey, once it's not me, you should be beep.
That's a sports term. That was a good old hockey term. But anyway, you know, it's one of those things where you're just like, you're amped up because the thing is, it's summer. You know, you have that freedom. Most people are leaving and you can take advantage. You know, you want to see, you know, how many attractions can we squeeze in between 9 and 1, because night at the Magic Kingdom is amazing. It's a great time to do Astro Orbiter or even ride Space Mountain, even though it's inside. I don't know. I always enjoy it more at night. You know, do the Tomorrowland Speedway, Splash Mountain, Big Thunder. Awesome at night. You know, you just have so many experiences that are just so cool at night. Jungle Cruise, you know, it's one of those things that it's just, it's special. And when you get that thing where like, oh, well, we weren't really going to go to the park tonight. Let's do it. Let's go and be crazy. Let's close the Magic Kingdom. Right now, that's happening tonight. Somebody's having a great time with their friends. So I'm sure a lot of people have been there. Yeah.
I love, and you're going to be able to do it this summer at the Animal Kingdom. How cool is that going to be? I mean, it's opening every night until 11, and then every night for extra magic hours from 11 to 1. Hello.
Oh, so, my gosh. Yes. We're totally going to be so tired.
It's going to be awesome. Yes. I can't wait. Can't wait to hear about it. All right. Well, that's going to do it for today's show. Again, we want to get this out there on social media. We'll retweet all of our tweets that we see with the hashtag right now at WDW. So squeeze it into a tweet. We'll post those actually over on our Facebook group too, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Give us a little snippet. What's happening right now at Walt Disney World in your mind's eye. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. When you have a Disney vacation on the horizon, you're just thinking about pricing it out, or you have an idea of when you want to go, drop by the magicforless.com. Fill out that free no obligation quote. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. An agent will get back to you right away and you'll be planning that trip before you know it. And don't forget, you know, when you have a trip planned with the Magic for Less and a new discount comes out, those agents are on at minute one, securing that discount when it's available for their guests. They just want to get you the best deal possible. So, you know, it's kind of a, you have an advocate when you book with the Magic for Less. They're there going to bat for you when these new discounts do come out. So it's just another free service of the Magic for Less. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Today's show is also proudly sponsored by longtime listener Drew Baker of Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. So when you're looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture, support the folks who support us and call Drew at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at ameripriseadvisors.com/drew.baker. And again, if you're doing some shopping this weekend, please use our Amazon affiliate link. Just go to brguestpodcast.com/Amazon before you make your purchase. Costs you exactly the same. Gives us a little bit of support there for the show. And we appreciate that very, very much. So again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Bookmark it and use it every time you shop online. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. And we have a great Facebook group. We'd love to have you join in over at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, time to get out of here again. Go Lizards. Enjoy the journey. You put in the work, so now enjoy the races. Don't, you know, don't stress. It's all about the fun. Say hi to Boba Fett and, you know, the millions of stormtroopers you are going to encounter this weekend. Maybe Darth Vader as well. Oh, and my friends Bob and Tim from the Resort Loop podcast. I know they're having some big meetups down there this weekend. If you see them, make sure you say, Mike says hello, because I was going to try to get down there and see those guys, the good friends. So let them know I said hello and support the Rocketeers as well as with our Lizards. All right, well, it's time to get out of here again. Have a great time, everybody. And if you're not running, just chill out this weekend. You know, just do what you got to do. All right. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Stay safe, whatever you do, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.